Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the loss to New York as the owner and general manager, we say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, man.
Morning. Doing okay after another tough loss?
Well, it was a painful loss. Fortunately, we were playing against our dear departed Jamaican drug lord, Dwayne Harrison. He got me to hook up on some feel-good after the game.
Well, that's one bright spot.
He sure did haunt us yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, kind of stuck it to you on that kickoff return.
Oh, I tell you what, he was running away from that kickoff coverage like they were drug-sniffing beagles. He was hauling ass.
Yeah, and it was, I guess, a better day for your offense, but you still had too many costly turnovers.
Costly turnovers, Matt Castleberry. He threw some interceptions there that I think hurt us.
Yes.
I think they hurt us.
They did. Yeah, they did hurt you.
And then, of course, we had special teams problems as well.
Yeah.
Very much so. We're very disappointed in Cole Beasley dropping that punt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have a new rule for the team now. No more fried chicken and cheese fries served in the locker room at halftime. I think that had something to do with it.
Butterfingers.
That's right. Yeah, lots of grease on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were, did you guys see Greg Hardy and Dez getting a fight on them sides?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we saw it.
Tell you, next time that happens, I may send Cole Beasley's wife in there to break it up.
She sounds tough, doesn't she?
Yes. Tough old gal.
She sounds pretty feisty, yeah.
Yeah, she was going off on our Cowboy fans, and last time Cowboys were under this much attack, it was in the OK Corral from 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, I don't get that, but
101 Dalmatians.
But
yeah.
You okay?
Twitter needs to be banned from all Cowboy player wives.
Good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
Good idea.
And as a matter of fact, Twitter's one of the main reasons I won't let Gene have a smartphone. Of course, if you catch her after 11 a.m., that wine will have her motor skills so impaired she can't do nothing on that smartphone.
Hey,
11 a.m.
Stop talking like that.
She gets after it early.
Jerry Jr. has a Twitter computer account, but all he does is tweet about Adventure Time and Disney movies.
You don't have to worry about
That's
him.
All he
don't
tweets
have to worry
about
him, no. But, you know, it's like I said in the post-op press conference, Greg Hardy's just an emotional guy. Passion. Mm-hmm. Has passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Dez Bryant is the calming voice of reason that comes in to settle you down, it's probably start time to schedule them anger management therapies.
Well, and yeah, Dez said something to him. Why didn't your head coach say something to him? Happened right in front of him.
Say something to Greg Hardy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Jason Garrett's as scared of Greg Hardy as the rest of America. I mean, Greg Hardy is our inter-squad ISIS. You don't cross him.
That can't be a good influence, then.
We need to do something about him. Do you guys have the number for a drone company?
Well, maybe just address it with him and tell him to calm down a little bit.
And you see at his locker after the game, he kept repeating no comment, no comment on mm-hmm. every question.
Yeah.
I think old Greg's confused about when's a good time not to say anything. Maybe shut up about Brady's wife and answer a few questions about why you're stomping around on the sideline with an escaped mental patient.
Yes. Good point.
Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. That's Jerry after his team lost their fourth straight game yesterday. It's 8:45.